It's 9:25 now on Classical Mornings. I'm your host, Jean Stillwell. Voicebox Opera and Concert presents Richard Coeur de Lion, French for Richard the Lionhearted, by Belgian composer André Gretry, performed on November 15 at 3 p.m. at Trinity St. Paul's United Church. Joining us this morning by phone is tenor Colin Ainsworth, who's singing the title role of Richard. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning. How are you?
Terrific. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. It's lovely to hear your voice.
It's great to hear your voice, too. Man, like, what was it, decades ago that you did that competition?
That's right, yeah. I think it was Kiwanis or music competition years, oh, I don't even know a year, like 98 or 99, somewhere there.
Something like that, yes.
Yeah.
But you won. You won. You were a diva already. It's so nice to have you with us this morning. And I have to admit that I don't know much about this opera. So I'd love to start with you. And can you tell us a bit about Gretry and the style of music he's known for?
Yeah, it's, you know, Gretry is not one of those composers that we hear often. So it's great that Opera and Concert does these concerts, or these operas that never get heard.
Sure.
You know, Gretry was a guy who was born in Belgium, sort of that Belgium area, and he was kind of pre-Mozart and Beethoven. So those composers, like Mozart and Beethoven, were influenced by him. So a lot of the ideas that he came up with, you know, Mozart and Beethoven kind of took over.
Mm-hmm.
And he really loved writing these stories about, you know, rescue operas, which obviously Mozart took up in Entführung des Seraphim. And yeah, he has it's a very interesting style. Sometimes you hear these beautiful, he writes so beautifully, and these beautiful tunes that are quite singable and quite memorable as well. And it's a beautiful opera. It's a very beautiful opera.
Nice. Now, is this something that will be memorized, or what?
It is, yeah.
Well
done. So opera and concert, they do kind of memory, everything off book.
Okay.
And they do sort of like a semi-staging to kind of give this sort of picture of what's happening, like not fully staged, not, you know, costumes or anything like that.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah, just something to give a little bit more than just standing in front of a, you know, the stand and delivering.
Yes, yes. And how do you feel about that? I remember it was just such a wonderful thing to be able to just stand and deliver.
It is sometimes nice when you have the music in front of you and you don't have to worry about, you know, forgetting any words. And but it is nice to actually act out a story a little bit, and rather than being stuck behind a stand, you know, you're singing a love duet to somebody across the stage.
Yeah.
It's nice to have that sort of connection with the people rather than, you know, staring into the music. And I think the audience appreciates a little bit of action to kind of tell what's, if they don't speak the language immediately, they can tell what's going on.
And you're doing so much more when you do get off book. You're doing so much more to feel the role as well.
Yeah. There's always this sort of jump from getting off the music to tell the story, and it really makes a huge difference.
Doesn't it?
So I encourage everybody to, you know, memorize the music, and it makes a huge difference.
Sure. Now, the story, of course, is about Richard the Lionheart, king, crusader, hero. How does the opera stick to the real story? I mean, I understand that Richard was famously held for ransom in Austria. Is that part of the story here in the opera?
It is, yes. Yeah. So we actually don't see Richard for the first, like, two acts, I think. Like, so he is incarcerated in this sort of prison in Austria, and people are his sort of psychic troubadour Blondel is coming to rescue. So most of the opera is about the story of Blondel trying to find Richard and rescue him, and his he meets Marguerite, and who loves Richard, and they sort of have this final thing at the very end of, you know, I love you and I wrote this song for you, and here's the song and let's sing it together. It's very beautiful. But most of the story is about the search for Richard and getting him out of prison.
So the other role, Blondel, is quite a significant role then.
It's huge. Yeah, absolutely. Blondel sings most of the opera, actually. It's a unique story. It's really fun.
Now, what do you find special about Gretry's approach to the story? Is there anything that makes this opera stand out for audiences today?
I think when you're listening to the opera and looking at it, it's kind of seeing it as a precursor to other things, like precursor to, like I said, the Mozart and the Beethoven.
Yes.
You hear those sort of rescue stories, but you also hear these beautiful tunes that other people kind of picked up as well. And some of the tunes that Gretry would write would become very famous and sort of, calling songs for soldiers and things like that.
Yes.
So those are the things that you kind of, and it's kind of, it is music that you can tell is a little bit pre-Mozart, pre-Beethoven, in that kind of era.
So let's talk about your role. How would you describe Richard?
Yeah, Richard is this guy who in history had said was writing all these tunes and would write tunes and send it to his sister-in-law. And so, you know, he could sing and he was a noble character and he was a warrior and he was able to fight well. And in this opera, we don't get to see a lot of that fighting because he really just is in prison, basically.
Yeah.
But he does sing this beautiful tune that he writes for, and he makes up for Richard, that he wrote to his girlfriend or his love interest. And so we do get to hear that. But for the most part, Richard in the story is, even though he's the title character, we don't see much of him. We see him in prison, and we see him being rescued, and we see him, fall in love with Marguerite. It's a fun character to play. It really is, because, you know, he's Richard the Lionheart is a huge character. You know,
sure.
You heard about him in your history class, and, it's a nice person to play.
Now, how do you go about preparing for the king as singing the role of a king on stage? How do you just tell us about your process?
Well, I mean, first of all, obviously you look at the music and learning the music, but then just reading the history of Richard and who he was. And, there also comes sort of like a presentation of Richard in a way, like he's a noble character. He is a king. So he's expected to be of a certain, status. And just the way he relates to other people of the town and the sort of soldiers around him, he has a sort of nobility about him. So that's very fun to play, even in a small space. But so looking at the music and then looking at the character and the history of the person, and then also seeing how Grétry sets Richard in his music. His music isn't easy. Mm. It sits very high, obviously, which is good for my voice. But
perfect.
Sits very high, long melisma, long lines. He does get substantial music, which is really nice. So Grétry kind of sets him up as this noble character, as this person who was very famous. Yeah.
Now, one thing I think about this, I understand that Richard was a very tall man.
Apparently he was like 6'5" or 6'6" or something like that. Very tall.
Right. So that must, you also are a very tall man. When you walk into a room, here's what you get for nothing, is stature, attention. And I'm sure that was very helpful when you're portraying somebody like Richard.
Yeah, you could probably do it as a 5-foot character.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Tall man. Yeah. And he apparently, reddish blonde hair, very, very handsome features. I'm not reddish blonde. I don't know if I'm handsome, but
you could go, yes,
tall,
you're so totally handsome.
Thank you very much. It's very nice.
You're welcome.
But yeah, it does help that I kind of suit the character in looks and appearance and hopefully vocal stature.
Yeah, and that's something else you get for nothing, boy. You just walk out and there you are, a gorgeous sound. I want to thank you so much for talking with us today. And I'm so looking forward to this. And I also like the venue. It's Trinity St. Paul's United Church. It's the perfect venue for this.
It's wonderful. It's a great place to sing it. We did our Alceste back in the Gluck's Alceste.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Just what a fantastic space to sing in. The
nice.
Sound is fantastic.
Beautiful. Well, thanks so much, Colin. All the best. And I'm sure that you're just perfect in this role.
Thank you, Jean. Very lovely to speak with you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Richard Coeur de Lion takes place on November 15th at 3 p.m. at Trinity St. Paul's United Church, 427 Bloor Street West. That's at Bloor and Spadina. Great, easy access by TTC. For tickets, visit rcmusic.com or call 416-408-0208.